With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At least 37 people have died now in violent weather in the Midwest and South.
Violent tornadoes, along with high winds, took out homes and other buildings across the central and southern U.S. in Wayne County, Missouri. Dakota Henderson helped save people.
He was trapped in that bedroom, only room standing left of this house. She was trapped in it. We got her out the window, got her up to the Earth home that's up the road. And we were helping other people. We found a few bodies that was out in the field, a few deceased people.
The weather pattern also causing deadly dust storms and icy weather. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says it continues moving across the country.
The main threat is damaging winds, but there is the potential for a spin up of a tornado or two.
Warnings and watches are in effect as the storm moves to the eastern seaboard. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, Trump White House fighting back, blasting a judicial order to rehire some fired government employees. Here's Greg Clugston with the latest.
Two federal judges found legal problems with the way the Trump administration carried out mass terminations and ordered the employees at least temporarily brought back on the job. But Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the White House is fighting back.
You cannot have a low-level district court judge filing an injunction to usurp the executive authority of the President of the United States.
Leavitt called it absurd, but one of the judges described the administration's mass firings as a sham. Greg Clugston, Washington.
March Madness is here. The brackets being released today. And for the first time in years, several teams with a legitimate chance of winning the women's tournament. Defending champion South Carolina leads the way. Also in the mix, strong teams from UCLA, UConn, and Notre Dame. This is SRN News. Some changes on the way at J.P. Morgan Chase.
The giant bank, under pressure from customers and activist groups, has agreed not to close anyone's account because of their religious or political beliefs. The practice is called debanking, and Chase has done it to several Christian ministries and conservative organizations in recent years. The bank says it will issue new guidelines this summer that forbid, quote, discrimination based on religion, religious affiliation, religious views, or political affiliations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a French Impressionist painting once stolen by the Nazis from a Jewish woman in question again now that the Supreme Court reviving an old case. The court has decided the case should be considered under a California law passed last year. It aims to strengthen the claims of Holocaust survivors and their families seeking to recover stolen art. Descendants of the Jewish woman from whom the Nazis stole the painting now live in California. This is SRN News. One town looking for more than just one cop.
Hansville, Alabama will replace its entire police department after a grand jury found a rampant culture of corruption on the force. The city council voted to build a new department after preliminary results of an evidence room audit. Oxycodone pills, other drugs, and a handgun were missing. A grand jury had indicted four officers and the police chief on a variety of charges that included accusations of mishandling or removing evidence from the department's evidence room. John Scott reporting.
You have been warned. The next time you get a call about an upcoming medical appointment, you may not be talking to a human being. Hospitals increasingly using AI assistants to handle scheduling, preparation. Not only that, but also patient questions about surgeries and other medical procedures. More details at srnnews.com.